right, here's a question for the adults. Ladies, would you rather wear the cute, someone called these my Lenten shoes because they match, the cute, non-supportive, bad for your ankles and your feet and your knees and your back because they know your back's going to hurt after you wear them for a day, shoes? Or would you rather wear the nice, good, supportive, black, clunky, not as fun-looking shoes? The fun shoes, right? Right? But we know the outcome, right? Or maybe, and I'm not being sexist here, but I'm trying to include the guys, maybe for the guys, there's that extra piece of pie sitting in the fridge that you've already had two pieces of, and it would be really good to have that third piece. But you know what the outcome will be, right? Which would you rather? Have the pie, right? It's okay to admit it. It's okay to admit it. Yeah, we are faced with decisions like this all the time. And they might seem silly, but the only person they impact is ourselves. Or your spouse who has to listen to you complain about your knees and back hurting after wearing the silly shoes that you shouldn't have been wearing anyway. But we really, these decisions only impact ourselves. But it's not the same when we have to decide whether or not to follow God. Whether or not we want to live with Christ. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about sacrifice. And this week, we are going to focus on the words that Jesus says, live with me. In creation, God granted us free will. Jesus doesn't demand that we follow him. Jesus doesn't demand that we take up our cross or that we deny ourselves. We are given the choice. And while one choice might in the short term seem more fun or better, we know the choice that we should make. But choosing that choice takes more than just thinking about it. Living in the way of the cross means accepting our sinfulness and accepting God's love. Living with Jesus means putting God's love for us before the temptations that surround us. Living in the way of the cross means sacrificing our own desires in order to impact the world with God's love. Let's take a look again. We began our worship by reciting Psalm 23. For many of you, these words might come with many emotions. Maybe these are words that you spoke in the midst of some of your most dire moments. Maybe some of you haven't spoken them yourselves, but you recall parents or grandparents speaking them and finding comfort in them. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. These words bring a very personal relationship with a Savior. And to live in this world, among the temptations that surround us, it is crucial to have a God who will carry us through, to have that personal relationship. We will, no doubt, though, continue to fall into the traps of temptation and sin, and we will undoubtedly make the wrong choices that will have negative impacts not only on us, but those around us. And so we use Psalm 23 to seek comfort in a Savior who knows our deepest, most inner heart. One who saves us, who redeems us. But we are saved so that we can go back out and live with Christ. If our salvation was all that mattered, the whole story would have ended with Christ's sacrifice on the cross. The story would have ended without life for us here on earth. To live with Christ doesn't mean celebrating Easter and Christmas. Or even coming to church every Sunday. To live with Christ doesn't mean that we worship God on Sunday and then go about the rest of our week the next day. No, to live in the way of the cross means accepting that Christ suffered, that Christ was humiliated, that Christ was killed, so that the world might be saved. Not just for you and me, but for all of creation. To live in the way of the cross means accepting Christ into our hearts and minds. To not just give Christ lip service, but to go out and use our hands and feet to not only be transformed ourselves by God, but to be a part of God transforming the world. The cross that Christ was crucified on is our transformation. We don't need to serve God to save ourselves. That's been done in the work of holy baptism. Christ died to save us from our own sins. We are promised that. But the cross is our transformation. Are we willing to live differently than the world that surrounds us? Are you willing to let the cross transform your life? Are you willing to live in the way of the cross today and tomorrow? Are you willing to go beyond yourself and those who you care about to show God's love?